when I saw online the posting for the deli, I imagined it was going to be one little stall. Maybe yes. I was kind of skim reading. I didn't realize it was going to be like an indoor section of the market. Can you explain where we are?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I'm surprised you don't know, because you didn't know that it would be big, because I'm like so excited about it. I'm surprised you didn't know that it would be big, because you know that I live large.
I know.
I always bring the heat. I always like to like make it exciting.
Maybe it was the idea of a deli. I was thinking of sort of a...
Yeah. So, I think we call it deli just because it was deli-style items. It's not eat here.
Right.
It's take home and cook or prepare at home.
Yes.
So we're inside an empty shop front in the stables section, also known as the North Yard section of Camden Market. It's very confusing.
I know, I walked down the wrong way.
I mean, if you're looking for us in the future, because this is happening on three Thursdays in December, you can find us near the Amy Winehouse statue or the vegan magic falafel stand. We're just past that as well. There's a big ramp in front of our shop, and you'll see us, and we've got... maybe about a dozen traders in here. Some of them are staying the same through the whole pop-up event through December, and we're also having some new ones come each week as well.
Okay, so we're starting at the door, and there's a big Love Satan. That was my first indication that I was in the right place.
So Love Satan are here. Now, these guys are amazing, the Satan they do. They've got different flavours there. The smoky is incredible. I highly recommend it.
Yes, I remember trying it at Veg Fest.
Yes, remember they had the stand at Veg Fest, and they were giving out tons of samples, but their Satan is so delicious. And they're also selling their t-shirts as well. So if you want to walk around in a t-shirt that says Love Satan, because frankly, who doesn't?
Right.
And if you don't love Satan, I don't want to know you.
And my omnivore friend took it home for her carnivore boyfriend.
Oh,
and
really?
It went over well, yes.
What an interesting combination. Are these friends like a giraffe and a lion?
Yes, indeed they are. But yeah, I spoke to a couple of people at VegFest, and this was like one of their favorite things.
The Love Satan, yeah. So many people adore it.
Yeah.
And they're only relatively new. I don't know if you've had a chat to them, but they don't seem to have been around for that long. They've already made a big mark.
And they have big signs.
Yes, very big. So we walk around the outside.
Yes.
And then okay, well, we have a double stand here. Josh and I are running a stand for the Third Estate, which is an ethical boutique and footwear store in Kentish Town. So we're selling some of their Christmas-style gifts here. We've got like fair trade vegan Christmas cards, coffee mugs with messages on them, some fridge magnets in the shape of cute felt vegetables with faces, fair trade ethical candles, bamboo designer plates, some really gorgeous stuff here.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, this is where you'd come for a gift for someone.
Yeah.
This might not be something you pick up for yourself, except for this carrot.
It's a very cute carrot.
A carrot magnet with a face.
It looks like it has a little bit of lipstick on. It's a very...
Well, you know, you got to sass it when you're a carrot.
Oh, and there's some sparkle, some bling on the carrot as well. Yeah, adorable.
So how cute are those?
Yeah.
So that's the stand we're running on behalf of the Third Estate. If anyone's in the Kentish Town, Camden area, you should pop in there. They've got a huge range of shoes. Also, fair trade clothing and ethically sourced clothing. It's great. And next to that, this is where all the sugar's at. But Gino Vegan HQ, which was in our last episode.
Yes.
So for anyone who doesn't know, Tatum and I did an on-the-table broadcast from inside Vegan HQ on St. Mary's Road in South Ealing.
So it's not just a place to get food. You can also pick up some things to bring home with you, which I think is such a great idea. And so you've got some of those items here.
So we've got some of the grocery items from them. We've got chocolates, we've got caramel sauces, cream in a can.
Yeah.
We've got coconut condensed milk, kind of things that you might use at Christmas time or, if you're like me, any day of the week.
You know, I was desperate for something sweet the other day. I mean, desperate.
Yeah.
There was nothing to put cream on, the squirty cream, which is really good. It took a slice of bread, put one date on it, and squirty cream.
Listen, I can tell you something that you will always have on you that you put cream on, your tongue. Just shove it in your mouth.
You know, it's surprisingly good with bread and a date.
I don't know about that. I'm going to let you have that one. But yeah, we've got pantry items here like the jackfruit.
Oh, an Oatly barista.
There's, the Oatly barista, which everyone raves about.
Yeah. Right. So jackfruit.
So yeah, and there's marshmallows. There are goody good stuff. There's everything there you need just to get your festive pantry cooking.
But also, like, if you were putting together like a little gift.
You could do a hamper.
Yes.
Okay. So in the corner here is the Sunny Spoon. Now, this is a vegan French patisserie. And so there are gift boxes here. Absolutely. I mean, we can't describe how beautiful this is.
Gorgeous.
On the recording. Really handmade, handcrafted, intricate Christmas cookies and bakes. Mince pies here. Oh, how good is that? Like handmade
so
mince pies,
pretty.
£4 for £6. What good value is that?
Yeah.
And there's also the lemon curd jars, salted caramel sauce. So this is where we have to spend some money when we stop recording. We need to come back.
Yes, I'm already looking.
And while we're standing here, I'm going to try some for the recording.
Oh, lemon curd. I love lemon curd. So how have people been reacting?
Well, usually I sell fresh cakes, and my bestseller is a vegan lemon meringue pie. So that's why I put like lemon curd in jars, because I think it's something people can find, vegan lemon curd. So yeah, a lot of people are really excited about finding like vegan meringue. They're like, oh my god, I haven't had a lemon meringue pie in years.
Oh, it's delicious. It's really good.
I'm using all the sticks.
And we're trying it on little sticks, so we're not using any plastic. It really is lovely. And the gift boxes are metal, so they look beautiful.
I made the design myself.
You did?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to come back and buy some presents.
Everyone keeps saying that. We will be back.
But I don't know, when I buy them as presents, does it still count if I eat them?
Yes, it's a present for yourself. Okay, so this next stand is La Buenaventura. Do you remember them at Veg Fest?
Hi. Oh, I don't know if I got to see you at Veg Fest, actually.
So did you see when I was eating a Spanish omelette in a roll? Do you remember?
I missed that.
So delicious. And but you can see here, they've got them in packs, so you can buy the Spanish omelette already made. You can get the vegan chorizo.
Oh,
and they're also selling their own mayonnaise as well. You want to try some of these?
Alright, so we've got
tartar sauce, garlic mayo, normal mayo, and coriander mayo.
Which one do you want to try?
I'm going to try the tartar sauce. Yeah.
I'll do you one.
Thank you. Alright.
I could feed you as well if you
want. As long as you don't feed me like a bird.
Right, okay.
Are you trying the same one?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's lovely.
Very fresh tasting.
Yeah.
I love it.
So,
and it's a little bit different as well, because that's something that you don't see very often.
Mayo,
like a tartar sauce. Yeah.
That's the garlic. Are you okay with garlic?
I'm good with garlic.
People are surprised by
by the sauces.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, that garlic mayo.
That's good.
That's really good.
I could sit down with a plate of chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like tasting proper garlic bread, which I don't get to eat that often.
Yeah,
that's
we
delicious.
Use like organic garlic, because that's the best.
Organic garlic.
Yes, it's the best flavor, really. And we like to put, you know, enough that you could feel it.
Yeah.
In the back of your nose.
It definitely does that. Oh, that's excellent. All right.
Okay, we're moving on.
Thank you.
Okay. See you in a bit. Okay, right. So this is Nutkin, and hi.
Yeah, can you tell me what you have at your stall?
Yeah, so I have one dry cheese, which is an almond-based Parmesan alternative, or almond-zan, if you like. And then I've got three soft cheeses, which are all based in a macadamia and cashew nut, which is then fermented. So we've got the pure flavour here. And then this one is with garlic and chive. And then there's also rose harissa.
Rose harissa. Mm. Oh, that sounds really good.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of spice.
And all of this looks so beautiful as well.
Thank you so much.
This is the time. time of year that you do want to put out a spread like you have in front of you, where you've got the cheese and crackers and fruit and grapes and...
Yeah, I think it's quite nice showing the cheese board, because I think, you know, that's part of the joy of cheese, isn't it?
Yeah.
To have it with all other delicious things, so...
Absolutely. Which one do you find is the most popular?
Today, the garlic and chive has been for sure. My personal favourite is the rose harissa, because I like the spice, and that's quite a new one to me, so... I have high hopes for that.
Excellent. What's your name?
My name's Kate.
Kate, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're back towards the other front door, and we're here with Cafe So Vegan. Now, if people come to Hackney Downs Vegan Market with any regularity, they'll know that Cafe So Vegan serve the much-adored seitan wraps and their macno cheese, which is incredible. And sometimes you can get a wrap with the macno cheese in it. It's delicious, and Michelle is actually heating up some of their famous cheese sauce now, so maybe you can have a sample at some point.
So you can buy cheese sauce here and then bring it home and put it on your own.
And cook it at home.
Mac and cheese or cauliflower.
Or whatever you want to do with it. I would sit down with a bag of tortilla crisps and just go for it.
Yeah.
Also, they've got their different burgers that they're famous for as well that are vacuum packed, so you can buy them here, take them home and cook them. You could even make yourself a cheesy burger.
You
want
to try some cheese sauce?
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah.
Thank
you. I know you've had it before,
yes,
but you might as well.
I think I should.
It's really nice.
Thank you.
It's got a really lovely depth of flavour.
Mm. There's smoked paprika, which gives it like, everybody's like, well, what gives it the smoky flavour? Yeah, it's not. It gives it something different, but it's a vegetable-based sauce, so it's actually no nut, none of the bad fats that you get in a lot of the processed vegan cheeses, so not too bad for you. So you could actually sit and tip it over a whole bunch of nachos. Well, we do cauliflower cheese at Christmas too.
Which is
nice,
pretty nice. So what vegetable is it made out of?
Butternut squash puree is the main thing in there, I've tried pumpkin and sweet potato and lots of other things, but I just always come back to that one because, you know, when you roast a butternut squash, it has like that nice sweet kind of juiciness. So it's a really nice one for a sauce base.
Lovely. And it's so nice to have that, like, in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Ready to... Or do you need to keep it chilled? How do you store it?
But these freeze really easy too. So you can just bung it in the freezer and just get it out a few hours before you want to use it.
Lovely.
Thank you.
We're going to move on.
Yeah. Thank you for the...
So the next stand we're about to see is the Cashew Family. Mm. Now this is another small business that's traded at Hackney Downs in the past as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Their cheeses are incredible, and they also not only have the set cheeses that you can cut up and have with crackers or put in sandwiches, they also have some spreads as well. Like they've got a truffle spread.
Ooh.
And a garlic spread.
It's all about the garlic today, isn't
it? I know, it's garlic. It's a garlic frenzy. Should we try? Would you like to try? There's the mixed herb or the garlic. Let's try the garlic.
Let's go. I think we have to try the garlic.
There you go for you.
Okay, thank you.
That's the garlic.
That's really nice.
Raw cashew cheese and cashew spread. And it's all organic, I believe. So this company is going to be here each week as well of the Vesta Vegan pop-up.
Lovely. And the boxes are sort of designed almost like with, it's got a crown on it.
Yep.
But they look really festive, really nice present for someone.
Yeah, I think, of course the cheeses are amazing and the cheese spreads are amazing, but they've done such a good job with their branding. It's a really attractive product. definitely one to look out for. Going around again, and this is Big V London. Now, if anyone comes to Hackney Downs Vegan Market, they'd be very familiar with the burgers that people are always lined up to get, their decadent burgers. Today, because they're part of the deli, they can't sell burgers to eat here, so they're selling some vacuum-packed goods to take home. If we come around here, we'll see them.
Okay.
Bacon in the packet.
Oh.
This is the... maple hickory smoked bacon.
Ooh, it's almost in the shape of a heart.
Yes. they've also got the classic V burgers. So these are the burgers they sell on the stall at the markets that they do. But here they're selling them back in pack to take home. There's also chorizo sausage. There's the chimichurri sauce. and there's the Criolla, so you can put all these together to make a chimichurri chorizo sandwich. And they also have the jumbo.
Can you say that three times fast?
No, I cannot. And they also have the jumbo nut roast that you can take home and carve up and cook and serve at festive dinners.
Would you like to try one
of the chorizo?
Yes, please, because I haven't tried this before.
And there's the bacon as well, if you're interested.
Okay, all right. I'm going to try the bacon first. Ooh. Yeah, that's...
bacony.
Yeah. And it's got that, like, really deeply satisfying flavour.
Yeah.
That wonderful kind of... more than just umami, but that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel like you're having something substantial when you eat it.
Yeah.
And there's the chorizo if you want to try. I tried one earlier.
Okay.
To me, this is a little bit more unique. You wouldn't find this around London too much. You know, we've had vegan bacons in the UK for a long time. Mm-hmm. Companies like Redwood or V-Bites, as they're now called. Things like chorizo, not so long. You can buy the little weedy ones that are vacuum packed. But, you know, to get this sort of handmade artisan vegan sausage, it's lovely.
Oh, that sausage is so good.
So, you know, you can check out Big V. They're at Hackney Downs. They also do Borough Market. I think every day now they have a stand there. And if you follow them online, you'll see all the other places they're popping up as well. So
I feel so spoiled right now. There's so much here.
And cook up.
Can you tell me a little bit more about other sustainable things that you do when you're making your incredible collection of chutneys and jams?
Well, from a sustainability point of view, if I can't grow it, I know who's grown it. I'll keep as much as I can within 100 miles of the M25 because I'm really conscious of the local aspect. I will pick as much as I can myself. And I've got my own van and it's 40 years old. And that's the van I use. And I've got refrigeration in my van. So I'm keeping my food miles as low as I can. And if I'm getting things like citrus, which obviously isn't from the UK, I'll get it on Rye Lane because that's as local to me as possible and it's supporting other local business. And if I need to use any other fruits, they'll only be from France. I won't go any further than that. The provenance of what I'm using is really important to me. All the glass is British made and it's 25% recycled. And my the supplier is in Bermondsey. No, he's down the road from me. And I do that on purpose. You know, I don't need to get it delivered. I can go and get it myself when I need it. I don't need to buy 4,000. I'll go and see him, and he understands a small supplier. So I'll buy 400 at once, and I'll do it little and often, rather than having to have a huge warehouse full of stuff. So from a small supplier perspective, it's really important to know about growing my own things in my back garden, which I do, on my own allotment, which I do, having relationships with my neighbours, which I do. All my green tomatoes are from three doors down in Peckham.
You know, you have nice neighbours.
I have 15 kilos of green tomatoes from him this year. You know, the guy has a Caribbean background, he likes to grow, he's really good at tomatoes, he's fantastic. And I swapped a whole load of last year's camping equipment. I had an awning on my camper van, I didn't need any more. Swapped it for veg with some guys from two roads over. Things like that.
Yeah.
And people tend to know now, will tell me about a glut. They'll go, hey, there's a plum tree. And I'll go, and I'll literally have an arrangement. And people will say, hey, my green gauge, it's blah, blah, blah. And I'll swap for 10 jars and I'll take the crop.
Amazing. And sometimes do you have a bit of an adventure going out when you do forage for food?
Oh yeah,
elderflower.
I have naked man jam. Absolutely, yeah. That was a Ruskin Park incident when I make my own elderflower elixir for my gooseberry and elderflower jam, and I was trying to find a tree away from the road because you should always, if you're picking elderflowers, go away from the road.
Good to know.
Well, you don't want to have fumes and stuff, because you want the flowers that are away from the road. And so I went for this section of the park that's not, the grass isn't cut. And I'm merrily tromping through the grass and I literally fell over a naked man in his lunch hour. Probably a registrar or something from the hospital. And his book went from, in line with his collarbone to in line with his upper thighs rather fast.
Well, I'm glad that he did that.
Yes, his blushes, I really couldn't have cared less. I was much more interested in the flowers.
So Naked Man Jam.
Naked Man Jam.
It's brilliant. And tell me what your name is.
My name's Emma Preston Dunlop, and I am the Butch Institute.
Brilliant.
Thank you. Right, we've got two more stands to look at.
Right.
Okay, so this is the Black Arts Vegan.
More cheese.
Handmade vegan cheeses. We've got a lot of cheese here, seeing that it's a deli event. So this is Black Arts Vegan, and we're going to try some of this.
Yeah.
Okay, so,
all right, so
there's a vegan mozzarella, there's a the basil mozzarella, and there's a macadamia and sweet mascarpone. So
mascarpone, that's something that you never see vegan.
No,
right?
It's been a rare one.
Yeah.
Should we try?
So we've had a good combo suggested of mince pie with mascarpone cheese. So delicious and creamy and
gorgeous packaging.
Yeah. Looks a little like wicker.
Yes.
Yeah. No, this has been really good, and normally in an episode we only get to try one thing.
I know, everything's on the table. Let's have a look at the last one.
Now we're like trying it all.
So here, you know Young Vegans.
Yeah.
Once again, they're a weekly trader at Hackney Downs Vegan Market, but they also have their own pie and mash shop in Camden Market now. So you can sit, it's like a little pie shop in the wall. You can sit there and have freshly cooked pies with gravy. And here today they're selling their take-home pies, so you can cook them at home yourself. So they're frozen.
Brilliant.
And chilled, so take them home, put them in the fridge and then cook them.
I have taken one of their pies home before.
Oh, yep.
And I was a bit worried, you know, that it wouldn't taste as good.
It wouldn't have the magic.
Yeah. And I put it in the oven and I didn't time it or anything. I went back when I could smell it, and it was absolutely perfect. Like, it was lovely and crispy on the top, and I was actually surprised. Even though I was only responsible for putting it into the oven,
yep,
I still felt really proud of myself.
Well done, it was an achievement. They're also selling their pretzel brownies and their mince pies as well.
This is so great.
Isn't it a great market?
Yeah, yeah. And so much. There's so many reasons for vegans to come to Camden.
Yes. Well, I mean, yeah, you can come here on the day this is on, but if you come here on any other day, I mean, there's Young Vegans, there's Hash Green, there's Magic Falafel, V Burger, there's Spice Box, Club Mexicana, the vegan cookie dough place.
Doing vegan pancakes as well,
yes,
right outside.
Yeah, coconut pancakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and then that's not even all the vegan friendly places, they're all just the vegan places. So, yeah, it's pretty intense. And then coming up,
And Cookies and Scream.
No, it doesn't exist in Camden anymore.
Oh, it doesn't?
No. There was a fire and the premises got damaged and they're not coming back. They have their Holloway branch though.
Okay.
Holloway Road.
Okay, well that's a good update to know.
But also, What the Pitta are opening a Camden branch.
Really?
Soon. They're soon to have four locations, can you believe that? And also, Temple of Satan are opening a Camden branch, their second.
So what do you think? Should we all move to Camden and just declare it like our own, like,
Camden,
vegan?
Camden, it's the new Hackney.
I was just thinking maybe we just make the whole place vegan. Just flood it with vegans.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, so we've so enjoyed going around the market today. Come to Camden on the 14th of December. The festive vegan deli market is here. And it's also here on Thursday, the 21st of December. But come to Camden any day because it is turning into such a vegan mecca. See you soon for more of On the Table.